Archie?
Studying over these travel folders, Miss Duffy. I'm trying to figure out where to go on me honeymoon now. Newport, Palm Springs. Palm Springs, that might not be bad. I hear they get some pretty nice-looking dames down there.
Yeah, they'll come in handy on your honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, let's see. Bermuda, Cuba, Nassau.
How about Lithuania?
Why Lithuania?
What's wrong with Lithuania?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, that settles that. Now, where else could we go? Miami, Monte Carlo. Why would anybody want to go to Lithuania?
Katrinka Yarbuck comes from Lithuania.
So what?
Katrinka's a very nice girl.
Well, so is Millicent, a very nice girl, and Millicent's the one I'm going on my honeymoon with.
Well, okay, then.
Okay.
Go anywhere you want.
That's just what I'm going to do.
I still think you ought to go to Lithuania.
I think you should go someplace. Let's look over this folder here, Eddie. Honolulu, just overnight from Los Angeles by Pan American Airways, only 338 round trip, including sleeper. Eddie, remind me to pack me sheer black pajamas. Don't bother me now, Finney. And the dame I'm going to marry me future spouse is going to be here any minute, and we got to get busy. We ain't even shoveled an aisle through the sawdust yet.
You mean you're going to have the wedding here?
Why not? People get married over the radio. They get married in theaters and airplanes.
That's right, Arch. I even heard about a couple getting married in a church.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. Now, let's see. I got to get the ring and the minister, the carnations for the ushers.
How about orange blossoms for the bride?
Let's not spoil her, Eddie. Just whip up a couple of martinis. Now, let's see. I'll need striped pants and a castaway coat. And got to make reservations for a trip through the Tunnel of Love. Now, what else?
What kind of music are you going to have at the wedding, Archie?
Well, we're going to have organ music, of course.
Organ, huh? Well, that's nice. Who's going to pass the tin cup? You?
Frustrated humor if I ever heard it. Miss Duffy, this ain't gonna be no hurdy-gurdy organ. It's gonna be a beautiful pipe organ playing the wedding march.
I'll bet you wouldn't even know which wedding march to play.
Well, how many wedding marches is there?
There's two. Lohengrin's and Mendelssohn's.
And which one do you like best?
Well, Mendelssohn has always been my favorite.
And I'll bet you is his, too. And that's the one we're going to play.
What a dopey wedding.
What did you say?
I think I made myself plain.
No, Mother Nature took care of that. Now, look, Miss Duffy, please, don't leave us argue on me wedding night.
Miss Archie, if this wedding is going to take place tonight, don't you think you ought to rehearse it a little?
Good idea, Eddie. Yeah, who could be the preacher?
I'll do it.
Good. Now, who could be the bride?
How about me?
Not even by proxy. Let's see, who could be the bride?
Jayot.
There's my girl. Finnegan, how would you like to be me bride?
Okay, Arch, but first I think we'd better get me mother's consent.
No, it's only make-believe. Now, here, hold me hand.
Hold your hand?
Yeah, okay. Now, start the ceremony, Eddie.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here...
Just a minute, Eddie. What's the matter, Finnegan? Can't you stand still?
Well, I'm nervous, Arch. This is a big step in me life. Worries me. Suppose we ain't compatible.
If we ain't, we'll just shake hands like little gentlemen and call it off. Now, go ahead, Eddie.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here together...
Just a second. Not that I want to butt in, but don't you think the bride should have on something old and something new?
Hey, this is one time she's right. Finnegan, you got on anything that's old?
Yeah, my pants.
What about something new?
The patches.
Well, I guess that'll cover it. All right, proceed ahead, Eddie.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here together.
Well, Arch, I can't go through with it.
What's the matter?
I feel silly marrying you.
Why?
Well, you're so much taller than I am.
Would the bride please keep her trap shut? Now, come on, let's get this over with. Do you, Mr. Archer, take Miss Millicent to be your lawful wedded wife?
Miss Millicent?
Yeah.
So already you got another woman, huh?
And there ain't no other woman. It's just an example, a metaphor.
I don't care what your metaphor. Get her out of my house.
Maybe we better make it so he can understand it. Call the bride Finnegan.
Okay. Do you, Miss Finnegan, take Mr. Archer to be your lawful wedded husband?
Do I?
What?
Do I?
Finnegan, it's I do.
Okay, then you marry him.
Finnegan, this ain't a real wedding. It's only kind of, you know, mock believe. Now, try it again, Eddie.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here together.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, who's that dame that just come in the door there? Better go over and see what she wants, Eddie.
Okay, I'll be right back.
The preacher has to go wait on a customer. What a place for a wedding.
Miss Duffy, to me and me bride, this place will be the little church around the corner. Don't forget, to people in love, things only seem to be what they are.
And Miss Archer, guess what?
What?
That girl that just come in is your bride-to-be.
You mean that, Miss Millicent? That gorgeous hunk of punkitude?
That's right.
She's beautiful. Hubba, hubba. Pardon me, are you really Millicent?
That's right.
Miss Van Schnook, would you mind to repeat that?
There you are, Chase.
Finnegan, is there any limbs missing from your family tree?
Well, are you Archie, Archie?
Why?
Well, if you are, I'm your little Millie.
Millie, I got sad news for you. Archie just left town. He went back to his wife and his 12 children.
Gee, I've been tilted.
Well, I think you're better off, Miss Van Schnook. That Archie was never no good anyhow, you know. He's a cheat and a crook and a no-good bum. Tell her about him, Eddie.
No, go on. You know the facts better than me.
See what I mean?
Well, I guess I'll just have to go back home and try me luck again.
Don't leave, Millie. I think you're kind of cute.
Sir, you're pretty cute, too. I think we got something in common.
I wonder what it could be. Hey, I got it. Do you like Tootsie Rolls?
I love them.
I'll bet that's what it is. What do you say we go down to the candy store and split one?
Can I trust you?
Well, sure you can trust me. I'll divide it even.
Okay, it's a deal. So long, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Well, so long, you lucky couple. I hope you'll always be happy together. And if you have any children, name them after, the Gargantua. Duffy, next week, Charles Coburn. Well, he's sort of an old Jolson. Yeah, the only difference between Jolson and Coburn is that when Jolson gets down on one knee, there's a chance that he'll be proposing to a dame. Well, anyway, Coburn will be here next week, Duffy. Be sure to listen in, huh? Okay, goodbye.
Time now to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.